Bodies were full of disease. Physicians and doctors couldn't bring them much ease. They suffered till death brought a final release. What are they doing there now? Sin and sorrow are all done away. Peace abounds like a river, they say. But what are they doing there now? Oh, what are
This is An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh.
No.
time here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We opened up tonight's show with Joyce Street, some old school country, The Good Book Says It's Wrong. Later in the show, I think we're going to have some time for Frank Zappa to make a response about what The Good Book says. After that, Four Mars, some old school Somali funk, and followed up by Lloyd Miller, who you're listening to right now in the background. Pacific Breeze. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And the experiment continues here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
to carry me through. You're holding my baby, and I'm holding you.
Yes, I am.
Sevmek istiyorum.
Absolutely unhinged French prog rock from Magma, last 7 minutes. The opening program off of their 1978 classic, Atak. Before that, some Turkish groove from Erkut Taşkın. And opened up that little segment with some classic Neil Young, Speaking Out from Tonight's the Night album. Take a moment to tell you about Democracy Now!, a national daily independent award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. Also, bring your security clearance for these top secret tracks. Listen to Top Secret International Tuesdays, 5 until 6 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. And the alternative radio program provides information, analysis, and views that are frequently ignored or distorted on corporate media, Mondays, 10 to 11 a.m. And right now, you are listening to An Experiment with Time here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
sadness comes into my eyes as I watch families walk by. You give my life a rooted feeling. Every step I take has meaning.
I feel better after a song. deal and you're kind of up against the wall. Well, people, you ain't even got no kind of deal at all. Cause what they do in Washington,
they just taste care. Those Jesus freaks, well, they're friendly, but the shit they believe has got their minds all shut. And they don't even care when the church takes a cut. Ain't it bleak when you got so much nothing?
So what do you do?
Hey, beat that fork, beat that hand, laugh till you choke on Billy Graham. Moses, Aaron, and Abraham, all a waste of time. It's your assets on the line. It's your business on the line.
That's right.
Do what you want. Do what you will. Just don't mess up your day.
Whoever we are, wherever we're from, we should have noticed by now our behavior is dumb. And if our chances expect to improve, it's gonna take a lot more than trying to remove the other race or the other whatever from the face of the planet altogether. They call it the Earth, which is a dumb kind of name, but they named it right, because we behave the same. We are dumb all over. Dumb all over, yes we are. Dumb all over, near and far. Dumb all over, black and white. People, we is not wrapped tight. Nerds on the left, nerds on the right. Religious fanatics on the air every night saying the Bible tells the story and makes the details sound real gory about what to do if the geeks over there don't believe in the book they got over here. You can't run a race without no feet, and pretty soon there won't be no street for dummies to jog on or doggies to dog on. Religious fanatics can make it be all gone. It won't blow up and disappear. It'll just look ugly for a thousand years. Run a country by a book of religion, not by a heap or a lump or a smidgen of foolish rules of ancient date, designed to make you all feel great while you fold, spindle, and mutilate those unbelievers from a neighboring state. Two arms, hooray, that's great. Two legs ain't bad unless there's a crate they ship the parts to mama in. For souvenirs, two ears, get down. Not his, not hers, but what the hey? The good book says it's gotta be that way, but their book says, revenge the crusades. With whips and chains and hand grenades. Two arms, have another and another. Our God says there ain't no other. It's all okay. Our God says this is the way. It says in the book, burn and destroy. Repent and redeem and revenge and deploy and rumble thee forth to the land of the unbelieving scum on the other side. Cause they don't go for what's in the book, and that makes them mad. So verily we must chop at them up and stomp at them down. Or rent a nice French bomb to move them out of existence, while leaving their real estate just where we need it to use again for temples in which to praise our God.
because he can really go Hawaiian. And when his humble TV servant with a brown suit and glasses and maybe a blonde wife who takes phone calls tells us it's okay to do this stuff, then we gotta do it. Because if we don't do it, we ain't wine up to heaven. Hey, listen, we can't really be dumb if we're just following God's orders. After all, he wrote this book here. And in the book it says he made us all to be just like him. So if we're dumb, then God is dumb. And maybe even a little ugly on the side. Between kneeling down and bending over.
He's got $20 billion in his heavenly bank account. All from those chumps who was born again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got 7 limousines and a private plane. Oh,
Churches.
You ain't got no business.
Tax the businesses owned by the churches.
Frank Zappa's scathing indictment of religion in America and its influence in politics. There are plenty of legitimate criticisms to be made about Frank Zappa's social commentary over the years and in his music, but that sequence from 1980s You Are What You Is album, I feel is where he was really able to accomplish his project of marrying comedy, music, and social criticism in a way that all three amplify each other and absolutely cut through the noise and confront the world with some really sharp and subversive art. And we set it all up with the Beatitude, Blessed Are the Meek, from the Uniques, before rolling right into Frank's The Meek Shall Inherit Nothing. There are a lot of things we can't control right now, but here's one thing we can: making sure our kids can't get their hands on an unsecured gun. Keep guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition, because safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council. The following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero was always there. They repaired your first broken heart, they took care of you when you got sick, and they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But with the passing of time, the tables have turned, and your hero now needs you more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips, resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
because nobody deals with Aretha, a mother with four children having to hit the road. They always say after she comes home, but nobody ever says what it's like to get on a plane for a three-week tour, the elation of the first couple of audiences, the good feeling of exchange, the running on the high you get from singing good and loud and long, telling the world what's on your mind. Then comes the eighth show on the sixth day, the beginning to smell like that plane or bus. The if you forget your toothbrush in one spot, you can't brush until the second show. The strangers pulling at you cause they love you, but you having no love to give back. The singing the same songs night after night, day after day. And if you read the gossip columns, the rumors that your husband is only after your fame. The wondering if your children will be glad to see you, and maybe the not caring if they are. The scheming to get out of just one show and go just one place where some dodo dookity duke won't say, just sing one song, please. Nobody mentions how it feels to become a freak because you have talent and how no one gives a damn how you feel, but only cares that Aretha Franklin is here. Like maybe that'll stop chickens from frying, eggs from being laid, or crackers from hating. And if you say you're lonely or scared or tired, how they always just say, aw, come off it. Or, did you see how they loved you? Did you see, huh, did you? Which most likely has nothing to do with you anyway. And I'm not saying Aretha shouldn't have talent, and I'm certainly not saying she should quit singing. But as much as I love her, I'd vote yes to her doing four concerts a year and staying home or doing whatever she wants and making records, because it's a shame the way we're killing her. We eat up artists like there's going to be a famine at the end of those 3 minutes, when there are, in fact, an abundance of talents just waiting. Let's put some of the giants away for a while and deal with them like they have a life to lead. Aretha doesn't have to relive Billie Holiday's life, doesn't have to relive Dinah Washington's death. But who's going to stop the pattern? She's more important than her music if they must be separated. And they should be separated when she has to pass out before anyone recognizes she needs a rest. And I say I need Aretha's music. She's undoubtedly the one person who put everyone on notice. She revived Johnny Ace and remembered Lil Green. Aretha sings I Say a Little Prayer, and Dion doesn't want to hear it anymore. Aretha sings Money Won't Change You, but James Brown can't sing Respect. The advent of Aretha pulled Ray Charles from Marlboro Country and back into the blues, made Nancy Wilson try one more time, forced Dion to make a choice. She opted for the movies, and Diana Ross had to get an Afro wig. Pushed every black singer into blackness and Negro entertainers into Negroness. You couldn't jive when she said, you make me feel. The Blazers had to reply, gotta let a man be a man. Aretha said, when my show was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. And Janis Joplin said, maybe. There has been no musician whom her very presence hasn't affected. When Humphrey wanted her to campaign, she said, a woman's only human. And he pressured James Brown. They removed Otis Redding because the combination was too strong. The Impressions had to say, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up. The black songs started coming from the singers on stage and the dancers in the streets. Aretha was the riot, was the leader. If she had said, come, let's do it, it would have been done. Temptations say, why don't we think about it, think about it, think about it.
All right, that's going to wrap up tonight's experiment. Remember, you can catch the full playlist on WRCT.org. This show airs midnights on Saturday nights and also re-airs Thursdays at 1 p.m. Thanks for listening.
Fage, fage, papa, door.
You've been listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. To WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Spac Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spac Brothers offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spac Brothers uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spac Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on www.spacbros.com and will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spacbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This is An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Ha ha ha!